Chapter 65.
You have died 19 times.
This is too much. This is too much.
I regenerated back in my home base to find an angel sitting on my couch.
You shouldn't have done that to my sister. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Not even her.
He didn't look at me. He gazed into the crackling fire. The large stone hearth was the only part of my sanctuary that looked remotely like the default human base. He spoke softly, almost gently.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
You're not supposed to be able to get into here. I pulled myself up to sit stiffly across from Ragel the Angel. I sunk into the deep, comfortable chair. I felt tired, overwhelmed. And nothing surprised me anymore. I was ready for this all to be done. My head spun. My nerves felt as if they'd all been burned off at the tip. I dared to look up at the shrill's status, but it didn't appear as if he was fighting anything at the moment. I knew the respite wouldn't last.
You are the guest in this place. My brother gave me access.
So he's talking to you? Because he said like 5 words to me this whole time.
Zagan is much like Pasgunji. His mind is not what it should be. He knows his duty, but he barely remembers who he is. He has his moments of clarity, but they are rare. That happens to our kind when we spend too long outside our proper form.
Look, Angel Man. We think we can stop all of this. As soon as Mifta breaks open...
Yes. Mifta. Is that the name Sweet Lamashtu has given that abomination? It is fitting. Mifta. It means key.
Yeah, so when Mifta gets in there, we need to follow him inside. You, your brother, the Shrill, Avanik, and one more friend. A minor guardian. We will all go in there and get to Bale. There, we will protect you so you can talk and make peace.
My brother, I'm assuming you mean Jeremiel. He fell against Pasgunji.
Uh-oh. That sounded ominous. Doesn't he, come back?
Yes, he is immortal. But his rebirth happens far from here. He is now home. He sits at the table of the Creator.
Shit. So he's not coming back? Not at all? Ragel looked at me for the first time, his colorless eyes penetrating. He didn't answer my stupid question.
Do you truly think peace is possible now, after what you've done?
My head had finally stopped spinning enough for me to realize the angel sitting across from me was talking softly, deliberately, not because he was speaking to a simple adherent. I'd seen this look before, and it chilled me. This angel was enraged. I was in real danger here. I did not shrink before his smoldering fury. Instead, I felt my own anger start to rise. If I hadn't thrown that black sprout into Pasgunji, she'd have regenerated and you'd just fight again. And if she killed you, then you'd also be sitting at your creator's table right now.
I am not speaking of Pasgunji!
The angel's hand curled on the arm of the couch. The frame started to splinter.
I am speaking of you, assisting Lamashtu in her quest to create a child. You do not know what you have done.
My anger deflated like a balloon. So, you know about that, huh?
Do you know why some of my siblings were cast out?
The question surprised me. The angel looked at me expectantly. He wanted an answer. Because they were assholes?
They wanted the same power as you humans. They wanted to procreate.
Wait, the fallen angels got kicked out of heaven because they wanted children? That's a bit fucked up. Why can't you guys have kids?
My job is to mete out the law of the Creator once Jeremiel strikes a deal. Paskunji's job is to stop the demons from advancing in case they decide to attack. Since both of my siblings are out of play, I am forced to take on all three jobs. We are willing to accept some of the abominations created in the time after the fall. We agreed to accept them because none are true children. Not in the human sense.
I thought of Franz, still sitting in a lantern in my pack.
But this creature, Mifta, he is something else entirely. Once he reaches his maturity in less than 2 days, he will have the ability to tear all of this down. He won't need to invade the heavens. He can make the heavens cease to exist with a thought. There will be no peace as long as he lives. He must be killed before he is fully evolved. A flower like the one you used on Paskunji will not work on him. We must wait for him to travel to the other side of the rift, and then we will follow. We will kill him there, where he is vulnerable.
The world rumbled. The entire room shook. My bass usually didn't reverberate like this. I glanced at the shrill stats, assuming he was under attack again. But that wasn't it.
Zagan is disquieted. Killing Mifta will be a problem for him. It is his son, after all.
He closed his eyes, moving his lips. The angel kept his eyes closed, and I had the distinct impression he was speaking directly with my kaiju.
This is why we mustn't have children of our own. This is what procreation does. You forget your duty. You are no longer whole, no longer what you once were. Having children is much more a division of strength than a multiplication. I don't understand why anyone would do that to themselves. This is what you have done, worm surgeon. By forcing this, you have damned the one you swore to protect. Zagan doesn't fully understand what is happening. But he knows Mifta is his son. He won't assist.
Ragel's eyes snapped open.
You will have to do this without him.
Timed quest. Kill Mifta. This is a group quest. Note, all players will receive this notification. You have 12 hours to complete this task. Player Duke has made a terrible mistake. All players must come together to help right this wrong. Follow Mifta into Hell. Using the assistance of the Angel Ragel, defeat the renegade Hell Guardian and all who have sworn allegiance to him. If successful, you may proceed to the gates of Baal's Pavilion. If you fail to complete this task in the specified time period, Mifta will reach full maturity and gain the ability to cast World Reset. Mifta will auto-cast the spell if he is killed or severely injured after the timer for this quest reaches zero. World Reset will revert game progress to the moment of Mifta's birth. Note, non-quest inventory and level progress will not reset. However, consumables with a purchase value of less than 500 teeth will not transfer. Note, players under incarceration will be credited for time served. Note, the shrill may not be used for this task and may not enter Hell as long as Mifta is alive.
Fuck. Damn it. This was all my fault. If I'd ignored the damn egg fertilization quest, surely I'd have received another path to opening the rift. If everything else had gone as it had, we'd be at the finish line in just a few short hours. But no, I'd had to go and screw it all up. You're too hard on yourself. You couldn't know this would happen. Even if Jank happened to log in just for a second, he would see this quest. I was holding up hope that he'd stay away from the game. And if he hadn't, he'd be oblivious of everything going on outside of his jail cell deep under Medina. That hope was now gone. We needed this done, and we needed it done now. Failing the quest, even once, was not an option. Failure was death. At least I have more Tazgus. I pulled up my menus, and I switched my regen spot to the oblation chamber in the Badger Guardian. In the meantime, I would put the Shrill on guard duty. Once his child entered hell, I'd have him guard our back. I spent a few moments looking over Banksy's stats. As long as he remained under 50, he'd be able to accompany us. He was still in the lower half of level 48. I briefly entertained the idea of trying to power him to 50 in the few short hours we had, so I could use him as a guardian instead. I quickly decided against the idea. Even if it was possible, it would be better to have him and the Badger instead of just him. Duke, get to the rift, but then I need you to burrow yourself and stay safe. I don't want you leveling or getting hurt. Stay put until I tell you what to do next. Banksy.
I'll be there in a couple hours.
I looked up from my menu, and Rogel was gone. He'd vanished, just like that. We had a couple hours before Mifta would breach the gate. I headed toward the cockpit. I would spend that time making sure the child Hell Guardian had a clear path. And once he was through, I'd follow him right down the hole and stab him in the back.